Hour number two of the program here, Chris Thomas, tonight, Turtle. Before we get back to the busy phone, just want to remind you to join Sports Radio 92.9 The Game after each Falcons game for the Falcons Flyover. It's your first chance to call in and react after every Falcons game. It's brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons. That's the Falcons Flyover, immediately following every Falcons game this season on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And of course, it is hosted by yours truly. So we'll be doing that again this Sunday and every Sunday for the rest of the season. I think they got one more primetime game. No, two. They got the Bucks and the Rams. So 404-726-0929. Back to the busy phones. Can they do it? If you have one job to save your job, are you able to do it? Because that's what Zach Robinson, Raheem Morris, and the rest of the staff, I believe, are tasked with now in fixing the QB. John in Million City started off.
Now, this is the problem, and I've said this before. You got three people on the job training. You got the quarterback on the job training. You got the quarterback coach on the job training. And you got the offensive coordinator on the job training. Two blind people will both fall in a hole. Three of them will walk in front of a truck and get run over. I mean, this is just ridiculous. Now, the solution to the problem is fire Zach Robinson. Point blank, period. The Baltimore Ravens in 2012 fired their offensive coordinator in the playoffs and won the Super Bowl. So there is precedent for doing that and being successful. All right? So go and find an expert in this offensive system we are running, which, ladies and gentlemen, is the West Coast offense. You got at least three coaches out there that can come in, make minor adjustments to what this offense is or isn't doing and be successful with it. But you have someone that's offensive coordinator and quarterback coach that don't know enough about the offense and their jobs, period, to be able to solve anything. And that goes directly on Raheem Morris for hiring these people. Defensive side of the ball is perfect. They went 40 minutes working versus 26 minutes working. The people on the defensive side of the ball didn't even get a chance to sip Gatorade on the sideline before they had to go back to work.
You're right.
And man, see, this is just ridiculous because there is no way for this present group, there's no way for them to right this ship. I'm just telling you, any wins that they may have will be just a matter of happenstance, not by design.
No, John, I appreciate that. I tend to agree. I do think 3-6, it's really hard to come back from. I agree with almost everything you said. But honestly, it only adds to your point. And to use your three blind mice analogy, Raheem Morris is not a blind mouse. He has, 40-something games coached in the NFL as a head coach now? He's not new at this. This is not his first rodeo. As a matter of fact, it's his third, technically. So, but that just further adds to your point that the fact that it's still this inept and still this inconsistent only adds to the argument that Raheem is unfortunately not the man for the job. John, good stuff. Love the passion there at a Million City. Justin's in Danielsville. Go ahead.
Hey, Turtle. How's it going?
Good, man. What's up?
So, this is just, from top to bottom, an organizational just mishap, a complete mess up. You can't make the mistakes that you've made in the draft the past 2 years and expect to reap any beautiful fruits when you can't gauge or understand how good or not good this team is. We sit here and we give Kirk Cousins this bag and then draft Michael Penix. So what's the plan? Your plan is a backup plan? You have no plan. Now, this past draft, we trade back up and say, hey, L.A., here you go. Take our top 10 pick the way it's looking right now because we need this guy and this guy on defense because we're going to be a playoff team. Raheem Morris is over his head. He's not a good coach. We interviewed four other coaches that are doing great, and we hired this guy. What are we doing, and how badly is this organization ran?
Well, it's a good question. And unfortunately, and I appreciate the phone call, the more games that we see like the last four, the more evidence that you're right. And that's just a shame, isn't it? It's just, it's at this point, it is so maddeningly just emotionally driven at this point because of the frustration that comes with another season when you're 3-6, right? That's what it comes down to. Another season, 3-6. Come on. This was supposed to be the year, man. Again, for the 8th straight year, this was supposed to be the year, to the caller's point. It's just maddening. It really is. And the more, and again, to the caller's point, the more the sample size continues to grow, the worse it looks for everybody involved. Mike is in McDonough. Mike, go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yep, I got you. Go ahead.
All right, nice meeting you, Turtle, first-time caller. I'm a 49er fan, and I want to go back to, like, week 7 when we played the Falcons or whatever. Y'all have basically, I'm saying y'all as far as Atlanta, but y'all are more talented at every position. I mean, running back. I'd rather have Bijan than McCaffrey. Even Bijan said, hey, McCaffrey, let me work out with you this summer, right? So he went out there, worked out with him, trained, did some smart stuff. Our receivers, Drake London and Mooney, clearly better than Jennings and Bourne. Tight end, I'd rather have Pitts than Kittle. Quarterback, you can't tell me that Mac Jones is better than Penix Jr. So my whole point is that y'all have all the best position players, not the best, but better than the 49ers, but yet we have the coaching. I mean, y'all had Shanahan, actually. Y'all let him go. But Shanahan, I mean, he's doing great things out there. And my whole point is that I'm making that the offensive coordinator, he's just not doing it.
No, Mike, you're right. And thanks for checking in. And, you know, I don't think you're 100% right in terms of your evaluation of the position groupings there, but that's not the point. The point is that, yes, even a fan of an opposition of the opposing team can see that the Falcons just don't have it when it comes to coaching. You just heard it. He was a 49ers fan. He watched the same game we watched. That's the unfortunate part. Even non-Falcons fans can see it plain as day. Look at what Dan Orlovsky and Kurt Warner had to say about the team. Not good. Phillips in Sharpsburg. Phillip, go ahead.
Hey, Turtle. I'm thinking at this point, I'm wondering, are we just at the point where we're ready to admit that we overvalued where this team was at the start of the season? You know, all of it was if this player can perform up to this, right? If Kyle Pitts can finally break out, if the rookies can perform on defense, if Michael Penix can take that next step, can we just say we weren't there yet? And we're still a year away with some of these players before we're ready to make a run of the playoffs.
But even if that's true, they shouldn't be this bad. Right?
That's true.
Right? Yeah. Isn't that the whole thing? That let's say you're right. Let's say we did overhype them, and Vegas didn't, by the way. They had them at 7.5 wins. They still shouldn't be 3-6 and losing games the way that they have been.
Yeah, you're right. It's probably more of a mixed bag. Coaching has a lot to do with it. But to that point, then, is it solely on the coaches for not preparing all of these players?
Yes, it absolutely is. And I appreciate the phone call, especially when you have a young quarterback, right? That's the whole point, y'all. That's the whole freaking point. The coaching staff has failed this quarterback. They have failed him. He has made 11 starts in the NFL. He doesn't have the mind yet of a Matthew Stafford, even of a Jalen Hurts, of guys that have played in big games in this league. He doesn't have it. He needs to accumulate the necessary experience to have it. And until then, you need to help him. The four-letter word, not that one, H-E-L-P. Oh, boy. Trey is in the car. Trey. All right, let's go to Randall's up next. Randall.
Hey, Turtle.
What's up, Randall?
Oh, this is DJ, not Randall, though.
Oh, that's okay. Don't worry about it. Sorry about that, DJ. Go ahead.
All right, man. I've said it before, man. Penix, his mechanics aren't the best, but you will never be successful as an offense breaking the huddle when the play clock is running down and you run up to the line and you hike the ball without accessing the defense without checking or making any audibles, without the offensive lineman pointing out who's blitzing. And all of that is coaching, man. You seen it Sunday. A coach player came out the end untouched, blew Penix up, fumbled the ball. I just don't know what we're doing out there on offense. And then we got hurt offensive linemen. Mooney's been out most of the year. We didn't play in preseason to get any rhythm down. And I feel like we're just too predictable. Bijan was running the ball over everybody the first three games. But then once people start seeing the film, what we were doing, we can't get nothing going anymore.
Well, DJ, you don't just feel it. They are. And thank you for the phone call.
Yeah, man.
They are too predictable. Appreciate you checking in at 404-726-0929. That's been something again. Orlovsky, I have a video on my Twitter feed with 200,000 views on it. And it's of Dan Orlovsky breaking down the Falcons. It's the most watched thing I've ever put up on Twitter. Unfortunately, it wasn't my own content, but I'll take the views. Thanks, Dan. We had him on the show as a thank you. It's just the sort of a thing that you need everybody, to the caller's point, to be in sync. And nothing has been in sync. It's the offense one week. It's the defense next week. It's special teams. Oh, boy, special teams been bad. So to DJ's point, yeah, you got to have a cohesive unit as an NFL team in order to have success. And the Falcons don't have it. Not even close. Paul's up next. Paul.
You know, thanks for having me, Charles. I appreciate you having me on the show again. Here's the bottom line. I've heard all of y'all, the talk show hosts since August, talk about just what two callers said. We got all these things. If everything does this, if Michael Pitts does this, if Penix does this, the bottom line is you got a $70 million quarterback on the sideline. That is the most asinine decision. If you're going to fret and cry about Penix, put Cousins back in. He's ran 20 plays all season long. Put him back in. You want to try and get your foundation back up under you. Last year when he was playing and before he lied to everybody and didn't tell anybody he was hurt when he should have, which Penix should have done about 2 or 3 weeks ago too, you know, everybody was saying he could be the MVP of the league when he was doing so well. So what are we losing by putting him back in? Are we going to lose value on him?
No, Paul, I'll tell you, Paul, and thanks for checking in as always. I'll tell you, you actually said the word in your answer, which is ironic. You're losing your foundation. Paul, your foundation for this team is Michael Penix Jr. That is the foundation for the team. Like, there's no other way around it. Kirk is not the foundation of this team. He's going to be gone. Darnell Mooney's not the foundation of this team, unfortunately. You know, there are guys that just don't have a long-term future here. Kirk Cousins is one of them. So you talk about reestablishing the foundation, Paul. The foundation is Michael Penix Jr. And that's why we're having this entire, again, ironically, that's why we're having this entire conversation tonight. Because the entire thing now becomes get Penix back on track. And if Zach Robinson and Raheem can't do it, I firmly believe they will not have a job at the end of the season. 404-726-0929. We'll get more of your calls coming back, as well as a chat with Greg Allman, Fox Sports national NFL writer. He's been on the NFC South beat for a long time. What does he think the Falcons should do? 404-726-0929. And if you're on hold, stay there. First up when we get back on 92.9 The Game.